All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. I said we weren't going to be able to do it because of the graphics card, but I've got the graphics card installed now, and we're ready to go. So let's go ahead and get through it. So I'm only going to do the 64 pages that you see, and then we'll do the other 100 later on. So let's go ahead and get started with Spawn Volume 9, which looks pretty cool. We're going at the same frames, you know, just to keep it. I mean, it's a comic book. It's not like I'm playing a game and I need high frames. Come on, guys. Spawn created by Todd McFarlane, of course, on issue 350, which he's saying is a good spot for newcomers to jump in on. I disagree, but that's Todd, so we're going to let him say what he wants here. Okay. If we just begin to take small pieces of a story, then we can give a fairly biased and unclear view of what the story is actually trying to tell. Taken out of context, there are many acts of violence in the Bible, but as you read further into each story, a reason of rationale is given for each act of what looks like senseless violence. Given that the reason adults try to protect their children from such content is because they believe boys and girls are so heavily influenced by what they see and read, it is my belief that we are equally influenced by the good as well as the bad, and that we should not ignore one factor over another. For to do so is to be unfair to the subject, and it seems to me that this would be a greater sin we are teaching our children, how we seem to make things fit into our own personal boxes without looking into the whole story. Todd McFarlane, Spawn Letters Page, Issue 39. 51, August 96, Free Fall. Fragmented into thousands of sections spread all across the 9 levels, the catacombs of hell offer every variant of macabre scenery imaginable. This is one such sliver. It has been called by many names, this nightmare place, and yet it remains nameless, owing to the limits of the human tongue, the fragility of the human mind. And in some dark, vile corner of Satan's playground, the damn whisper of what is possibly the harshest level of all, the fourth. Earth's current hellspawn is about to become its newest victim. His mind tells him he's falling. Heading where? The great void isn't giving any sense of perspective. And that, simply put, is why this place is feared. Here, humanity's greatest sins and atrocities are laid out to be witnessed by the unfortunate few. Before even this becomes mundane, it's not what is seen that makes this domain so hellish, but what is felt. To wit, Al Simmons is slammed to a startling halt, then feels himself being tied down, hands first, then feet. Some twisted crucifixion in a spiraling vacuum, his personal torment continues. Struggle as he may, his invisible bonds hold fast. Whatever he hit, whatever pins him, feels tangible, formidable. His eyes tell him otherwise. What kind of madness is this? A private one, saved exclusively for him. Then the noise, his first clue, and the second, pain. It grows sharper as the symbiotic costume attached to his necroplasmic nerves begins to peel itself from its host. Detachment. He's been through it once before on Earth. He prayed he'd never have to live through that again. Unfortunately, pleading for God's mercy isn't permitted here. Not in any shape or form. But others are glad for the entertainment, such as the latest unholy ruler of this territory. Ah, there you are. Good, they said you were waiting. Sorry for the delay, I was just finishing up some last-minute sewing. Sewing? I don't think he's suing anybody. Now, Simmons is your name, I believe. Is that right? Screw you. Spirited, that was on your resume. This should be a fun session. You know, it's not often we get to deal with one of Mal Bolger's elite. I think it's been a couple millennia since the last. But we're here for you, aren't we? Now, where would you like to start, your childhood brats? My childhood? You're right. Nothing too dysfunctional in that area. It was a good environment. What do you want from me? The same thing you want. Answers. To what? You've already won. Hell has me. But you didn't come willingly. That's the key. You see, only when you've accepted what you are will you ever be at peace. Embrace the evil that lives inside. It's part of you. Just like all this around you. Huh? The sins of man. They're here. I can see them. A mugging over there. Some raping, cheating, and abuse in that corner. It's quite lovely. I don't care about your friggin' hallucinations. How dare you? What's here is real. Very real. And it all comes from you, the humans. Your capacity for evil created these horrific conditions that are recreated here. But what's of far greater importance is where the acts are born. It's the soul. You can't see it, yet it's felt by all. That's what this place is, a holding tank for dark emotions. The actual physical stuff I leave to other kingdoms. Here we get to the core of problems by stripping away all the barnacles. So the easy question is, why are you here, Wanda? Not quite. Yet it does have something to do with love, but not the kind you're thinking of. It's down to your love of killing. You're wrong. Yeah! Really? Then your mind's been clouded. Let's pull that layer away and reconstruct a few moments from your past. Your first kill. Do you remember his face? That was an easy one, wasn't it? But as time moved on, the habit became entrenched. Your desire for mayhem didn't need much motivating. Soon innocents were caught in the crossfire. All the while, you felt absolved because, as a good soldier, you were following orders. They decorated you many times for heroism. It felt good, didn't it? Unfortunately, you were too skilled. So as your assignments became bloodier, your value increased exponentially here in hell. Your special kind of love is very rare indeed. They've been hemming and hawing for close to an hour now, three specialists trying to solve another medical mystery. How you holding up, Terry? Just peachy. Bunch of quacks. An interesting theory, Dr. Rollins, though it doesn't take into account his fairly unremarkable genetic makeup. Yes, well, since this phenomenon has only been documented in connection with the government's superhumans, perhaps our patient isn't what he appears. My feelings exactly. Much as we'd like to qualify this miraculous recovery, it's difficult to know how to frame the questions. Mr. Fitzgerald, are you certain that all the data we have is correct?
Yep.
Impossible! You must be experiencing something unusual other than the sudden graying at your temples. After all, your cancer has gone abruptly into remission. At the same time, his neck and leg injuries also vanished. This is beyond cure. We need more tests. Yes, more tests. He's been poked, prodded, and probed so many times in the past 48 hours he's beginning to feel like some UFO alien's homework assignment. The doctors don't know what cured him. They never will.
Would you mind? Oh, by the way, folks, I can't currently breathe because of the atmosphere in here. It's very foggy and misty tonight. So I had to put some vapor into my nose here. There we go. That'll work. Allergies suck. Would you mind?
Terry Fitzgerald is not going to become their guinea pig. Look, doctors, I only agreed to come these past few days out of respect for Dr. Bucino. I thought you might have a few ideas as to why this happened, but you don't. So I'm done. Good day. A typical reaction from a patient suffering from post-confinement stress. Exactly. We'll await your call after you've gotten some rest. Look, guys, let me make this clear. I'm finished here. It's over. I've left the building. Denial is a fairly common response. Oh, I have one question. Do all specialists have to be old, bald, and nearsighted? Touché. I'll begin a study. Come on, Terry, they weren't that bad. Oh, yeah? I thought I'd be a little more compassionate after my near death, but those guys drove me crazy. The way they talk, it isn't normal. Besides, I don't trust anyone that uses words bigger than banana. They're just doing their job. It's too bad they couldn't shed any light on your recovery. You seem perfectly healthy, but a part of me is still having a hard time dealing with all this. You've already heard my opinion. Not that whole sexual tension thing again. Is that all you think about? Only when I'm awake or asleep. That's it. Mama, Daddy, look! Like an atomic explosion, she enters. Cyan, named after the purest form of blue. As the blue sky brings light to every day, so does she. Hey, sweetie, how are you? Good, Mama. Where's the puppy, Shanna? Going stinky poo-poo. What's this? Oh, you dug up your old soother. Did you? To make a necklace. Pretty neat. Thanks. Here, let's get rid of that filthy shoelace and tie it with some kite string. No, it's mine! Okay, okay. Where'd you find that anyways? At hospital. Last issue, Tom. Christ! This is giving me a bleeding ulcer! Now explain to me again why we need to be concerned about this snitch, especially after he stood us up for our first meeting. Who needs him? It's the paying clients that interest me. We need him because he knows things, sir. Things he shouldn't. For instance, oh hey, you need some pizza? No thanks. Take a look at this. It's a detailed rundown of every bank account controlled by Senator Jennings' campaign. It lists domestic as well as international holdings. So our deep throat is some government stiff. What's the surprise? Look how it works through. Chief Banks blows his head off. Then even though we gave plenty of damaging evidence to the papers, everything gets swept under the carpet, leaving Banks hanging there, all by himself. So why is there also such a focus on Senator Jennings? He retired years ago. Oh, hold on. That's a little different here. So why is there also such a focus on Senator Jennings? He retired years ago. It suggests someone bigger is pulling the strings, as we suspected. Meaning either our mystery man is some crackpot, or we've got ourselves a very high-profile informant who's looking to bring down someone serious. Okay, so we hang with this guy a little longer. I'm still curious about how he found us so quickly. And how the hell did he get our phone number the day it was installed? We'll find out Wednesday. Oh my god! Ah, come on, Twitch, it was just a little fart. Besides, I kinda like the way it smells. Oh my god! Oh my god! Ah, air. You gonna live? I'd appreciate a little consideration next time, sir. Even Hitler gave a warning before he attacked.
Detective Williams notices something below.
Sir, grab your gun now.
What is it?
A car. Parked around back. It wasn't there a few hours ago.
Now, who could that be? Hee-hee. Tinkle, tink, tink, tinkle.
We're about to find out. Let's see. Surprise! You like it? The car. Didn't you wonder why I wasn't bothered when your car blew up? And how I didn't bitch even once when we had to take those godforsaken cabs everywhere? Like what?
With the practice caution of a 15-year vet, Twitch sweeps in the alley in a beat. Or Twitch sweeps the alley in a beat, rather.
Bam! Finding no one. What kind of idiot would park that around here?
I thought you were maturing.
Nope.
It was because I knew this was coming. Ain't it a beauty? A 55 Chevy, completely rebuilt for high performance. I kept part of my reserve cash to get this. Always dreamed of one of these babies, but never had a good enough reason to buy one until now. If we're going to be a legitimate detective agency, then we ought to look the part. I call it the Crime Mobile. What do you think?
It is impressive, sir. Thanks, and sorry about those beer and pizza farts. So we ventured through your first emotional barrier. I know it's quite painful to hear the truth, but luckily most of you humans have only a couple of big flaws to work through. So let us proceed. We've seen your lust for killing, so what else have you got? How about hate? Oh, you've a giant reservoir for that. Take Jason Wynn, for example. While he was your boss, he controlled most every facet of your business career.
Soon that control grew more exacting, leading to tension, arguments, anger. Eventually he found it necessary to have you murdered, sending you to us. You loved that, didn't you? To hate him, I mean. You hated him when you were alive, and your death gave you no reason to change your mind. You should be proud. Malbolge is. Hateful killers rate high on his list. And those with a special aptitude like yourself get a bonus. The costume. By now, I'm sure you've been wondering what's happened to it. Why it's not protecting you. Quite simple. It's home. We grow them here, you see. When they're fully functional, we deliver them to Malbolge's 8th level for attachment. From among them, only a select few get to graft to his chosen officers. We're so happy for this K-125 unit. You... Hold on, we'll try this again. He's been down at your feet all this time. They can be a rather shy lot around their makers. But I digress. You've become a hellspawn. Not so much because you are evil, but in anticipation of the realization of your full potential. That's how souls reach heaven or hell. You, Mr. Simmons, are no different, but you haven't accepted that. Why? Because of Wanda, and your supposed love for her. Please, excuse the pain. Those who preceded you begged for their own physicality here, since nothing tangible was around to assure them they still existed. So I skinned them. Then I sewed their life forms to my own. A souvenir of our time together. After all, we need to be reminded of the past, of time lost. Remember the first time you saw her? Took you nearly 4 days to get up the nerve to introduce yourself. And after all that, on your first few dates she didn't even seem particularly interested. Before long, that changed. Your courtship, the give and take, showed the sympathies you both embraced. Then in almost no time, a full-blown love sprouted in you both. You got your wish that you'd spend the rest of your lives together. It all seemed so perfect, didn't it? What if you couldn't father any children? So what if your secret assignments took you away for weeks at a time? Love would carry you. Your love for blood. Your love for Wanda. They expanded simultaneously. One fought the other for primacy. Because love, Al, needs a constant flow of nourishment. Something had to give. Surprise, it was you. At first, Wanda mourned her. At first, Wanda mourned. Her heart ached. A loving wife goes through that. She also loved you so much that she then found comfort in another man. Your friend, and well, his plumbing worked. Their daughter almost made them forget you. What did they care about you after all? They had each other to cherish, to lust after, to love. She gave her body to him. It's not her fault. You're right. Still, all this love has led you to this moment. Do you know why? Because Malbolge is toying with you, letting you believe you're still human. You're not. You're necroplasm now. As a cruel joke, he lets you keep something, even though you don't need it any longer. So it's time to relieve you of your agony. The origin of all your pain is this. You're cleansed now, child. Many in hell will smile this night. It's time at last for you to take the mantle of the Hellspawn. Give my regards to the other lords and thank your master for the souvenir. An infinity away, in the bleakness of Hell's 8th level, a king cackles.
My warrior's transformation continues as expected. His second incarnation is now complete. With only a bit more modification, Simmons will be ready to take his place in Hell's Army as a general, one devoid of any emotion.
August 1996, Messiah. Wow, Savage Dragon. Through the centuries, it's touched literally millions of lives. Some through direct contact, others merely the victims of a fallout they weren't even aware of. Its mere existence has caused a ripple effect that swallowed many worthy of death and thousands of innocents whose only crime was to be caught in its wake. Its time has come again. It is now in evidence for the first time in nearly 200 years. The Hellspawn, and the curse he brings with him. At first, the creature is disoriented from the transformation, and has only limited understanding of the implications. As a result, the new Spawn warrior thinks of things on a personal level exclusively, trying desperately to make sense of his return from the grave. It's at this time the metaphorical pebble hits the water, and the outward rippling begins. Hell smiles, anticipating the avalanche of souls to be delivered soon to the flaming pits, growing the armies which will one day oppose heaven. All of which brings us now to this quiet, nondescript house, which at first glance appears to be just like the other houses on the block. And in fact it is. Those who live within its walls are what make it different, and what make it cursed. For they have all been touched. I thought that was on my screen. This one has been at the greatest distance from the creature. She has had but a brief encounter with the Spawn while he was in the guise of another. It's her mother and father who've been enmeshed in the trauma of Hell's new warrior. That situation has changed. When she found it at the hospital, she found the same as when she's gotten presents at Christmas. Why? She didn't know. It was only a dirty old shoelace, but she felt compelled to turn it into some kind of treasure. So she dug out a soother she hadn't used in over 14 months and made herself a necklace. Tonight she went back to sucking the soother, feeling an attachment to her newfound gift, the shoelace. The unsuspected evidence that something or someone had intervened against her father's irreversible illness. Just down the hall rests her mother. She was once married to a man called Al Simmons. He died over 5 years ago, in defense of his country. Or so she was told. At his gravesite, they gave her an American flag as a token of his nation's gratitude. Though thankful for it, she held in her first memento of a far greater value, her wedding band. It was nearly a year before she put it aside. At the time when she started dating another man, Terry Fitzgerald, Al's best friend. Terry brought happiness into her life. They married another year later, and yet her first ring still sits no more than an arm's length away, forever keeping Al's memory alive. She is unaware that the thing called Spawn, the creature who fills her with fear and anxiety, is her former love returned from the dead. It's been over 3 hours since he closed his eyes, yet the sleep he so desperately wants continues to evade him. Since his miraculous cure from cancer, rest hasn't come easy. The dreams, or are they nightmares, creep into his subconscious, flashing random, senseless images. Frustrated by their ambiguity, Terry lies there in the dark, trying to piece this puzzle together. The only physical clue to his recovery, the bizarre overlooked detail, lies now in a crib next to his daughter, the shoelace ripped from the visage of the Hellspawn during the moment of that creature's unwilling, life-saving gesture. To cure Terry, out of love for Wanda. He'd been warned, the Hellspawn had, against using such a sudden burst of energy. Given the unstable state of Spawn's symbiotic costume, the next abrupt drain would trigger the ejection of the warrior from this earth and into an expedition through hell. Green necroplasmic energy expanded in the cause of good as once again added to Spawn's misery. The only hope remaining for the former Al Simmons is an ethereal connection to his friend. Though neither is aware of it on any level, the graying at Terry's temples is proof the two had been in contact. That and the scrambled images trying to speak to Terry at night. Jesus! Ow! He's read the signals right. It's okay, you're having a bad dream, that's all. Want to talk? What's worse, he's not ready to share his suspicions. It would bring her too much pain. Not really. Go back to sleep. I'm gonna get up for a few minutes. This is crazy, but it's been 5 years. I helped bury him, for Christ's sake. Something isn't right. This is the second time since I've been home from the hospital that it's happened. Why? Is it some sort of imbalance caused by the cancer? That's the trouble with miraculous recoveries. No one knows what you're supposed to go through afterwards. Before he's able to drive himself completely insane, a serious dose of reality thrusts itself upon him. But I swear I can feel him, his emptiness. Oh, okay, so that was actually going to go there, and then there was, okay. Lick, lick, come on, girl, easy now, your breath isn't exactly perfume. So the family pet, once raised by Al Simmons himself, brings a ray of light into a potentially long, dark night, completing the circle of four who've all been touched by a dead man, since reborn, fighting to keep his soul. The fight continues, entering Hell's fifth level like some dark avenging angel shrouded in blood becomes his third test. In the first two he was an enemy, not here, not now. A roar of praise thunders through the sea of people, each now believes their prayers have been answered. Their savior has returned, just as foretold in scripture. Each of us, upon entering hell, become part of one body. We are the unbelievers. Faith has fled our hearts. Desperate to fill that void, we embrace jealousy, lust, and treachery. Our envy has colored our skin, marking us now as the true outcasts. Still, hope has not abandoned us. There shall come a day when we will believe again, and he shall be our light. Dripping blood gained in battle, we will see it in his eyes, feel it in his heart. He has mastered envy. The scriptures also said that the returning king would rule through force. An eye for an eye would become law. For a trillion years, a trickle of new believers has grown to a multitude. So too has grown their image of the Savior. Joy, skepticism, rapture, anger. Spawn's arrival is greeted by a kaleidoscopic range of emotions. Some believe, others do not. The first to express doubt is quickly confronted. Those wishing to escape hell's reach must have faith. None will be allowed to cast aspersions on their chance at heaven. Quite predictably, they find an answer for the questioner. The Black Lord controlled his children effortlessly by having each waiting for a deity that he knew would never come. Oh, hold on. I mean, that's the first one I see, but I don't think that's the first one in the panel. I'm reading manga style. I should be reading normal. The prophecies of scripture were never supposed to come to pass. They were lies. Fabrications of the devil who rules unseen over the fifth level. What isn't predictable is Spawn being there in the first place. The Black Lord controlled his children effortlessly by having each waiting for a deity that he knew would never come. Each individual's punishment was to pray in eternity for salvation. A faith in the promises of Scripture was all they had left. Get the hell off me! Those wanting to worship him and those ready to flay him stumble over each other trying to reach Spawn first. The cloaked hero cares for neither. Anger now seals his fate. Leave me alone!
It is him, the Chosen One! He controls the Envy! It's in his eyes, too. Look!
Exaltations follow as all present drop to their knees. This god brings with him a validation of their hopes entry to heaven. Faith is the key to heaven's gate. Yet a parasite lives in every colony.
Stand up! Do not be so quick to submit! Another has come forth recently. Both cannot be anointed.
Pardon.
We've waited an infinity for this day, hoping, praying for our salvation, but now we've gotten two signals in less than a day. How do we know you can save us?
I can't. Modesty, another sign of the Messiah.
What do you mean you can't? Then why are you here now?
After a moment's hesitation, Spawn gives the short version. Because I love my wife, so they killed me. It begins. Those closest to the conversation repeat what they've just heard. As it spreads far and wide through the crowd, it becomes the gospel. By the time it's halfway through the crowd, it's taken on a life of its own. He killed his wife and loved it. An eye for an eye, that's all they understand. But now it's time to prove to themselves this is the actual second coming. The Messiah must pass a final test, for recently another has appeared before them. Like theirs, his skin has a greenish pigment, and he bears another feature foretold in Scripture, a fin. Only the prophets exhibited this trait. So sacrificial gifts are thrown in his path. The ranks have been thus divided. Those who believe in the new God, and those who wish to follow the prophet. A battle will expose the imposter. I don't remember Savage Dragon that big. Let's get this over with. Or excuse me. You're saying, let's get this over with. Spawn stares intently for a moment, trying to place his new foe without success. He tells himself it's just another stranger trying to blur his existence. Another obstacle. Hell has become no different from Earth. Always on the attack or taking things, never giving back. What's worse is that Spawn chose to return to the pits of Hell. He sacrificed himself to keep a wife who fears him happy. On Earth, his use of his powers had to be discreet. In his current state of damnation, however, a berserker's belligerence is considered a virtue. After all, how can a dead, cursed soul in hell make his situation any worse? His vicious, raging attack knows no bounds. Innocents are caught in the fray. He doesn't relent until his goal is met. Absolute victory over his green foe. His opponent draws a deep breath. The next sound to leave his mouth is lost in the din of a thousand footfalls. Hee hee! Blasphemer, defiler, false prophet, die, die, die! Rage boils over. They'll not endure such disrespect towards their damnation. Their eternal weight has earned them at least that compensation. Even if the trespasser does bear the mark. And as the hulking figure is marched away like some hunter's prize kill, his reaction is even more startling. Spawn swears he hears something that just can't be. Giggling. A glorious celebration ensues. Engulfing most of the gathering, their king has finally come for them. All shall be saved, with one exception. So what happens to him? When the darkness comes, he'll die. When he appeared, he gave us hope. His defeat shows how we were betrayed, my lord. So he is being prepared, befouled with grime, fed his last meal, then showered in urine. His cross is being readied. The stoning will take but a few minutes. Crimes against the faith will not be permitted, especially those committed by his kind. I'd like to speak to him, privately. Of course, my lord. What now? Come here to do a little gloating? Nope, I don't have to. You already know what I can do. Still, I'm curious about something. Out of all your people, why were you selected to take me on? Those aren't my people. Look, you want to figure this out? Great. To me, this is all some screwy dream or hallucination. But if it'll make you feel any better, I'll spill my guts. See, I'm from Chicago, some big city in America. My job is trying to clean it up, which means I deal with psychos every day. The last one was some broad who calls herself the Fiend. Don't ask me why, but for some reason she's got this hard-on to wipe me out. So we met, and she blew off my arms, and that's the last I recall of reality. My guess is she shot me full of drugs, and I'm tripping out right now. Cause next thing I know, I appear in hell, buck naked, with both arms back. And everyone I meet thinks I'm some goddamn prophet. My fin means something special to him, spiritual to him. When you showed up, I was reduced to second banana. Who wants a prophet when a god comes calling? Besides, it really pissed them off when I said their Messiah wouldn't appear for another 40,000 years. And that justifies killing you? Like I said, this is just some nightmare. They wanted a fight, I gave it to them. One of us had to fail. So who cares if I wasn't tough enough? That's their problem.
What?
That's right. Whichever of us lost that battle was to be executed. Don't you see? It's a witch hunt. They need to kill me to justify you. And logic be damned. So your crime is not being stronger. Whatever. This is way beyond me. Master, it's time! These people await your judgment. Spawn tries to make sense of this. He can't. Instead, he charges ahead using what he can. Their blind faith. If they want a messiah, so be it. People, hear me. This man has done nothing wrong. To persecute him would be wrong. Free him now. You must learn to turn the other cheek. No! The crowd flies into a frenzy. No! Like a stampede of cattle, the mob crushes Spawn under its sheer weight, ravenous for blood. Never would the holy leader such a demeaning order as forgive. An eye for an eye. So it is written. So it shall be. A call to turn the other cheek comes only from the greatest sinner. Legend has spoken of this enemy also. How the false god bears a symbol of his vileness. Spawn didn't have that. Spawn didn't have one. That didn't matter. He did now. The carving was crude. Your reckoning is at hand. We'll try that again. They will soon know in the other levels not to trifle with our prayers. Your death shall be a triumphal testament to our faith. Both of them? Rededicating us to our coming salvation. You both shall die forever. Marked as traitors, despite you, we shall overcome. The self-imposed leader turns to his masses. Let he who is with sin cast the first stone. Sadly for them, their weapons will not strike their intended targets. The crucified pair vanish in a blink. Their vengeance now denied, the occupants of Hell's fifth level can only return to their beloved altar. It is, after all, the exact spot where the true God will return. So it is written. So it shall be. But none will be able to predict their actual future, that of abject damnation. In their faith has now been planted a seed of doubt, and in that environment, these acres of green souls will decline into rot. Each believes theirs is the true path to cleansing. Any disagreements will at first be peaceful, philosophical, then escalate with chilling ease into battle lines drawn between enemies. Anarchy will be the rule, set in motion for the next million years by a puppet used in an unholy war. The arrival of this Spawn, now branded, has set forever in motion these cataclysmic events. His lord, the evil Malbolgia, has finally found a way to even a personal score with the ruler of level 5. For, though Hell does seek to conquer the powers of good, its lords also seek to eviscerate each other. Imagine what these hellish beings would leave in their wake on this earth. Next, Spawn versus Malbolgia. Well, damn. That's a hell of a fight. Maybe I got enough time to do that. Issue 53, September 1996, The Reckoning. Awesome art. The Abyss. A harsh blackness so dense no light has ever intruded here. While God was creating the cosmos, giving life to every corner, his omniscient presence cast a shadow, planted there as well as a seed. It grew steadily in all... planted there as well was a seed. It grew steadily in the cold palm of the Almighty. This patch of infinity, just to the left of the precious light, is now a harvest ground for the divinely thwarted seed. Seed we now call sin. It germinates in men of weakness, lust, greed, and the other deadly sins take root in them. Embedded now in this dark loam is a man condemned by his own acts upon humanity. Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons. He's been here before. His conscious mind does not recognize the place. His senses do. It happened in a blink the first time, a split second between life, death, and undeath. Right now, he's only distantly aware of the stench of murder. The piquant taste of charred flesh. the hollow sound of an agonized cry. It's all so familiar. This is where he died, where he was cursed. We'll try that. Okay. In exchange for that unholy blessing, he paid the... Oh, no. Hold on.
I didn't read this right.
It's all so familiar. This is where he died. Where he made his deal. Where he was cursed. In exchange for that unholy blessing, he paid the ultimate price. He relinquished his share of eternity. He has returned now to his demonic birthplace.
No!
Level 9. The nightmarish realm that vomited Spawn back to life, whose ruler craves that which he himself was not furnished. Souls. They are either given over at death or surrendered willingly by those who reject God. Each soul helps to amass an army fit to conquer the heavens. Lording over it all is a devil known as Malbolgia. He waits out the slow centuries until the battle with God is declared, until his army will vanquish the light, into every corner where the shadows will seep, driving home the victory his generals have won. Al Simmons is expected to one day become such a general, which is why Spawn is now being put through the paces. Malbolgia wants to see his potential firsthand, to best gauge whether he'll be able to germinate the evil living deep within Simmons' being. So there must be tests, mixed with cruel irony. Kincaid!
You scream ice cream, we both scream for ice cream!
He killed him once before, Spawn had. But this is hell. This is now. Logic isn't accorded any favors. Instinctively, Spawn knows this. More importantly, he accepts it without question. On Earth, Billy Kincaid had fallen to the lowest possible level known to man. A murdering pedophile, stripping children of their innocence and society of its children. The Hellspawn disembowels him a second time, while wishing that Kincaid will try to get up so he can gut him again. And so Spawn has passed this test. He deserved it. Thank you, Al.
Wanda!
I know what you're thinking, but it really is me, sweetheart.
God, how can this be?
Because I wanted it. To be by your side forever. I know that God scorns those who take their own lives, but suicide was the only choice. We have to be together.
He stares in her eyes. They don't lie.
He cherishes this elusive moment as they embrace. The wait has been so very long.
I didn't mean for any of this to happen.
I know you didn't now, but I'm here. We're here. All of us. You're always too much man for one woman. Now you can have me any way you want. Faithful, lustful, adoring. Doesn't matter what emotion you feel, I can fulfill you. Till death do us part. Remember that, our wedding vow? Doesn't have to end. We can satisfy all your desires.
For one brief frozen moment, Al Simmons believes his torment is finally at an end. Euphoria reigns. His curse has been lifted. As he falls, it still doesn't register. This is a hoax, a sham, a test.
Exploiting the weakness that forever damned him, his love for his beautiful wife. She's the reason he now exists, why he had to go on in this new wretched form. But now they're mocking her and what she represents. He won't let that happen. He closes his eyes as she pounces, not wanting to witness what must now be done. It's not her, he keeps telling himself. It's not her. Even as the sulfuric air echoes sickeningly with the sound of snapping bones and cartilage, what is most torturous is hearing Wanda's sweet voice begging for mercy. He can't bear it. Like some crazed psychotic Tarzan, he screams, drowning out the pitiable pleas. As one of the changelings brushes it, that's not how you spell please. There doesn't need to be that E there. As one of the changelings brushes against him, Spawn gets a sense of their true form. His green eyes peel open, spilling forth raging energy. Then, a single word is whispered.
Enough! God damn it, I've suffered enough! Malbolgia wants a war, he's got it! I don't give a crap anymore! Send your puppets, every last one of them, I'll take them! You want me to be like you? Fine! I'll be vicious, evil, soulless after I've ripped your throat out! You bastard! This is going to end!
A path of slaughtered demons trails up the dark mountainside. How long it took him, he doesn't care. He's where he wants to be, and nothing was able to prevent that. The blood-cloaked warrior has won, passing yet another test. Now it's your turn, devil!
Creation meets creator. This officially sets the scene.
Contain your pretty thoughts, Simmons. Ignorance does not befit your stature, you see. My child, though you were impressive in that little skirmish, you still grasp only a fraction of the true truth about yourself. I don't care. Then do something about it.
Believe me, I intend to.
'Cause you don't scare me. Know why? There's nothing left for you to take. I'm empty, drained. But I'll never be your slave. Never!
Suddenly the ground shifts as the sickly cackle reverberates through the corridors of hell.
Don't delude yourself, Simmons. It's far too late for you to attain inner peace. You don't even know what you're fighting against or why. How can you even hope to slay me when I'm not there? I'm here, or am I? Machines like you are very rare. Built with just the right wiring, you could have been an instrument of God's elite. Instead, you pimped yourself, allowing others to trigger your senses, manipulate your logic. You're off balance, Simmons, exactly where I want you to be, questioning your own sanity. What's this all about? Well, let me enlighten you. Just like I did, it's not about good or evil. Those are concepts created by man. Very limited. Just like this version of hell that surrounds you. It appears as your subconscious believes it should. You humans have such narrow imaginations. Sin, evil, terror. They wear many forms, so do their masters. Shadows were created in hell. Their tendrils encroach on God's light and creep through to earth. How can you possibly kill that which is everywhere at once? I live in all you see, in all shapes, from the lowly insects to the beasts, and to the place that welcomes me most of all, the heart of man. That's how I got you. Because your heart wanted me, needed me. All that you've become has always been your choice. You became a trained killer willingly, and I watched as you grew more and more efficient at it. Then take me, my soul, whatever the hell you want. Just leave my wife alone. She's not a part of this. Unfortunately, she is. And as for your soul, it's already mine. So you've nothing left to barter. Yes, I do. My loyalty. You don't control that. I've taken your powers, your costume, and whatever it is I've become. But you still don't control me. You just own me. That's all. My mind's still free and I reject all of this. You failed, Malbolgia. God's laughing at you. Listen here, worm. You're nothing. You were only reborn because I wanted it. Because I let you come back. So fine, convince yourself that you're free. Play whatever mind games you need to, because believe me, I do control you. Your emotions are mine. They're what Jason Wynn manipulated. He ordered you to commit atrocities. You gave in. If anyone should... Yeah, excuse me.
going to get that right. If anyone should be laughing, it's me, right in God's face. He lost his grip on one of his potential elite. And one day, you and he shall face each other as enemies. That will lead to my victory. You are becoming exactly what I intended. Your rage, instincts, they're perfect. Your half-hearted rejection of these circumstances. All part of the process to become my Grim Reaper. My messenger. The visage of death. I've even given you a few more tools. The Black Heart of Death. And the Mark. Slowly I've made you over in my image, transforming you into one of my greatest warriors. So where there was failure, we now find grandeur. Death now takes relentless strides. Return, my Hellspawn, to your beginnings. The Earth needs you, for without an agent of death, souls cannot be harvested, and my army must grow. As with your loyalty, I need your servitude. In time, that will come. Let that time be now. Be my executor. Work for...
Try that again.
Be my executor. Work for me, and I promise to leave your wife untouched. Pure. Now go. Stimulate corruption in your wake. Enter the minds of men. Disrupt their dreams and spread my gospel.
Earth, 2:54 a.m.
Terry, I'm here. Who are you? Tell me. You already know. What do you mean? Look at me. Look into my eyes. What do you see?
A darkness of some kind.
No. You see me, your friend. Look again. My God, it's true. You're back! Alive! Ow!
You're alive! Terry Fitzgerald will sit there shaking until the shadows withdraw from dawn's light. 54, October 1996. Reconciliation. Alright guys, so this is where we're gonna leave off for now. I said I was gonna read 60, we did 80. So... we don't have that much for next time. And we'll be bringing you that. Let's see. Ooh. Might be able to bring you that on the 31st. Usually I don't do that and I jump into I can either do more Spawn and finish it up, or I can do something we haven't done. I can do something new. Bring it back to Red Sonja, or maybe do the horror comics, you know, whatever you guys kind of want. There's a lot of options, but, you know, since there are 5 weeks in January, we can most definitely do something else instead of just, you know, the 4 week. Let me look at February. Yeah, February also, February's only got the 4. So, yeah, there's 5 weeks in January. So we've got a bonus comic at the end of the month that we can do right on Wednesday. So, I'll figure something out. We'll do something we haven't done in a while. How about that? But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time with a new comic. Well, completely different comic. And, of course, more Spawn at the end of February. So stay tuned, comic fans. We've got more for you. I'm out.